Well, please take a seat. Let's press play and get back into our story. One angel can announce the good news about Jesus, but it's not enough for one angel to respond to the good news. The host of heaven hears the great news declared, and they rush into the world to respond with praise for what they've heard and for what this news means. Glory to God in the highest heaven, they sing. And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. This army of angels breaks into the world and they sing to us the results of this good news that they've heard about Jesus, about this baby. And what is the result? Well, do you see the contrast that Luke has painted for us? Just think back to where we began in verse 1, about Caesar Augustus. He claimed to be a glorious, godlike king who would save the world. He was the great hope for peace for the world. And yet his glory and his peace is a false one. It's been manufactured by money and by violence. And now into his empire comes a defenseless baby to a poor family who are really at the whim of that emperor. And the angel's song tells us that this baby will reign with a glory that outshines his and a peace that's far deeper and greater than his. What does the birth of this baby mean? It means that glory goes up and peace comes down. First, it means that glory goes up. Glory to God in the highest heaven, the angels sing. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Messiah is the greatest display of God's glory. God the Son coming to earth, being made in human likeness, living and teaching God's truth, dying as a substitute for sinners, rising from death and breaking its power, it's all a declaration of the glory of God to the world. Jesus reveals to us just how wonderful and majestic and just and holy and merciful God truly is. The angels have known this for eternity, and they break into our world and they sing this to us so that we know too. God is glorified because this child is born. Second, the birth of this baby means that peace comes down. On earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Well, let's just ask two questions here. What kind of peace will this baby bring? And to whom does this peace come? We'll answer the second question first. This peace comes to those on whom his favor rests. That's what we're told. That means it doesn't come to everyone. This peace comes to all those who will receive this child. And actually, the shepherds in our story, they're such people, aren't they? They go to visit. They believe the news that the angel has told them. They go to visit. They're amazed by what they see. And they return through the streets, telling everyone about it, glorifying and praising God. See, those who believe the good news and receive Jesus will experience the peace of God. For it is they on whom his favor, his grace, has rested. But what about the second question? What kind of peace will this baby bring? Well, this peace is a multidimensional peace. That's a long word. Multidimensional peace. It comes as a variety of peace to us. This birth of this baby will mean, first of all, peace with God, then peace within, and therefore peace with each other. Peace with God, peace within, peace with each other. In around 33 years' time after this night, on another hill outside a city, this time Jerusalem, Jesus Christ dies on the cross, suffering God's wrath to pay the penalty for our rebellion. And there he brings to an end the hostility between us and God. Where there was war with God, now there can be peace. See, when we repent of our sins, when we confess that he is Lord, when we surrender our pride to him, a peace with God is made through the cross, and we're welcomed as subjects into his kingdom. And this peace with God that Christ achieves, it then in turn brings peace within. The peace of God is given to those who receive Jesus. It fills our hearts. And so all the guilt and anxiety and fear and shame and anger, they all start to be replaced. As we learn to trust Jesus, we experience his peace to ever-increasing degrees. And maybe that's the kind of peace that you're longing for. Therefore, the peace that has been made with God, that fills the hearts of those who receive him, starts to flow out to others. As we understand the peace with God made for us by Christ, and as we experience the peace of God within, we start to make peace with others, especially those who receive that same peace as us. We learn to love others. We learn to end hostility with others. We actually become peacemakers. And so in this way, God establishes his peace on the earth. One day, this peace will come to completion. When Jesus returns, those who have rejected him in this life will experience his judgment. But those who have received him in this life, their experience will be of the new heavens and the new earth. And there, the peace of God reigns from one end of the world to the other. Now, this is the song that the angels sing in response to the news that God has sent his Son into this world as Savior and Messiah. Glory goes up to him, and peace comes down to those who will receive him, those on whom his favor has rested. You can experience that peace if you will receive him. And as you do, he will get the glory. And may that be true for us this Christmas. May we experience this peace, and may he get all the glory for all he has done in Christ. Let's pray together. Father God, we praise you and we thank you. We bring glory to you as those shepherds did for sending your Son Jesus into this world. We thank you that he is a Savior, that he is the Messiah King who rules, and that he is the Lord, the God, God the Son in human form. We thank you too that he has brought peace to those who will receive him. Lord, we thank you for that peace that you have made between us and you, that you have borne our wrath in our place, your wrath in our place. We thank you that that means that we can have peace within our hearts as your Spirit fills us. And Lord, we thank you that that means that our relationships can be transformed, that peace can come into our families and homes and into our friendships and into our world. Lord, finally, we thank you too that one day you will make everything new and the peace of God will reign from one end to the other. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.